Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. An Augusta woman accused of leaking classified NSA documents to a news outlet has reached a plea deal with prosecutors. GPB's Stephen Fowler has more.
Federal prosecutors charged 26-year-old reality winner last summer with violating the Espionage Act. She allegedly leaked an NSA report on Russian interference with U.S. elections. Prosecutors say she sent that report to online news outlet The Intercept, which published an in-depth report on the findings. Winner would serve 63 months in prison with 3 years supervised release if a judge approves the plea deal. In a statement, Winner's mother said that she believes this was the only way for her daughter to get a fair sentence under the Espionage Act. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
A white Georgia man accused of a racially motivated murder of a black man in 1983 has been found guilty. Frank Gebhardt was sentenced to life in prison plus 20 years for the killing of Timothy Coggins. Witnesses say Coggins was stabbed 30 times and dragged behind a pickup truck. Prosecutors say it's because he was dating a white woman. Gebhardt's brother-in-law, Bill Moore, is also accused in participating. His trial is at a later date. A new designation from the National Institutes of Health will help a Georgia medical school pursue two key programs. GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
The NIH named Mercer University's Center for Rural Health and Health Disparities one of two centers of excellence for rural health care in the country. The other is in Montana. The designation comes with a $700,000 award. Mercer's Jacob Warren says the money will help them launch a telemedicine program for people with diabetes or hypertension, but who don't have easy access to a doctor.
We spent the past 5 years developing that intervention and conducting a clinical trial to test its effectiveness. We built it as a scalable program that other similar clinics can implement wherever they are.
The grant will also help bolster the recruitment and training of doctors who agree to practice medicine in rural communities across Georgia. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom says she is not a fan of the state taking over Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. Last week, the state Senate created a study committee to examine whether the world's busiest airport could be better run by a state board. According to the AJC, Bottoms has shared her concerns with the committee's chairman, Republican State Senator Burt Jones of Jackson. Jones says it's important to consider all the options to maximize the airport's potential. Bottoms says plans to select a new chief procurement officer should alleviate concerns lawmakers have about the way the airport is run. A new marijuana-based seizure drug for children approved Monday by the FDA has been tested in Georgia. Patients at Augusta University's Medical College of Georgia were part of the clinical trials in 2014. Dr. Yong Park is head of child neurology at MCG. He says approval of Epidiolex was expected. The drug, containing purified CBD oil, cut the number of children's seizures in half. A new South Georgia farm is shipping its first crop of watermelons. Pelham-based CNC Growers opened in January and planted 300 acres in March. The melons are being shipped as far away as Nova Scotia. The company employs over 100 people, and owners hope to expand next year. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.